McMurray in the Skyline Studios. It is November 3rd. That means it's Movember for a lot of guys. They're growing mustaches and trying to raise money for supporting men's health. On the phone with us, we're going to talk, we're going to talk men's health, is the chair of the urology department at Northwestern Hospital and my doctor, Dr. Ted Schaefer. How are you, Doc?
I'm doing great, Pete. Thanks for having me on today.
I appreciate it. The urology department, explain to people what you do on a daily basis for people that don't know.
Well, we take care of men and women. About 70% of our patients are men and 30% are women. And we take care of all issues related to the urinary tract, so urination, that kind of stuff, and then sexual function for men and women. So we take care of bladder infections. We take care of kidney tumors and kidney cancers and bladder cancers and prostate cancers and overall wellness for men and for women.
This is kind of a taboo subject for men, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, men are very hesitant to talk about their sexuality and their sexual function. And in general, I think that men stereotypically would be less good patients. They're more hesitant to go in and see their doctor, and women are much more proactive about that.
Right.
So we have a lot to learn from them about how to take care of ourselves. But in the Department of Urology, we do enjoy taking care of men and getting them interfaced with doctors. And if they come in with a question that they're shy about, we can kind of get them on the right track.
Well, men have always been that way. And I have seven brothers, and believe me, trying to get some of them to the doctor, they just for a yearly physical, just to go in. And I feel like once you go in and you see a doctor, it becomes okay. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree. You're a young guy, and you're very proactive about your health. And so it was great to meet you in the clinic and give you the thumbs up that you're okay,
And you worked on my brother who's been very vocal about prostate cancer, and we've talked about it on this show. You worked on him, and he's cancer-free.
Yeah, he's doing great, and it was a pleasure to help him and all the men out there that do need to get screened for their prostate cancer and to come in and actually interface with the healthcare profession.
Prostate cancer, the procedure now, I don't mean to minimalize it, but it's almost turnkey nowadays. You've done so many of these surgeries, and the way that you do it, can you explain that process?
Yeah, I would say that, it's more routine now, but that's because of, years and decades of kind of perfecting the technique. So in general, we do the procedure with a very minimally invasive approach. It's a robotic assisted. So we use a really miniaturized instrumentation, goes in through teeny little incisions in the abdominal wall. And from that point, we can remove the prostate and reconstruct everything on the inside. So it's a 3 to 4 hour operation. So it's not a totally trivial thing. But in the hands of an experienced surgeon, it can be performed with good results for our patients.
But Doc, the recovery time is so minimal now. I mean, in the past it would take months and months. I feel like you got a 90-day turnaround at most. Would you agree?
Yeah, like I said, I think if you have a surgeon who is experienced, they'll be able to get you set up, and you can be walking the day of surgery, home the next day, I'm taking Advil and Tylenol, and back at work in a couple weeks. So, modern medicine has come a long way, and it's proud to be part of a team at Northwestern that really embraces that. That approach to taking care of our patients.
We're talking to Dr. Ted Schaefer from Northwestern Hospital. All right, how often should a guy go in to a urologist and get his prostate checked?
Well, that's a great question. So if a man is over the age of 50, he should talk to his primary doc about getting screened for prostate cancer. And if a man has a family history of prostate cancer, like you mentioned you do,
yep,
then those individuals should go and start the discussion and the process starting at age 40. So getting baseline laboratory values and baseline exam at age 40, and then moving forward from there is what we recommend for family history, and 50 for an average risk man. And I think the important point to bring up for this, Pete, is that, medicine, in my mind, is no longer paternalistic, meaning it's not like the doctor tells you to do something, you go do it. Rather, we try to think about medicine like a shared decision-making. So you go into your doctor, you say, hey, I have a family history of prostate cancer. What are my options? And the doctor can explain those to you, and then you can choose what you'd like to do. And that's what we did, you and I. And
yep.
And that's a good process, I think, overall for any patient when they interface with our doctor with any issue that they have concerns about.
One of the greatest things that Northwestern did over the years is get on my chart where all the doctors talk to each other, and you could see the records from the other doctors at Northwestern Hospital. I absolutely love that. So you can see, okay, you went and saw your primary. Let me check it out and see what happened.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I it's very easy for me to brag about Northwestern Memorial Hospital and Northwestern Medicine because it's an amazing enterprise. And they invested a lot in this platform, this electronic health record, that our patients can access and see their records wherever they are, and the doctors can talk to each other. So to be part of a kind of a cutting-edge, you know, patient-first type of enterprise is really, it's fun for me to work.
And the patient could, you can email the doctor directly through my chart, mm-hmm. and you respond,
yeah.
or Marie responds, or someone responds right away with the answer,
yeah.
which I absolutely love.
It's really, medicine's really changed a tremendous amount in the last 10 years, and we now have 11 hospitals over a 90-mile, radius,
yeah.
and all those hospitals talk to each other, and the patients can talk to their doctors at all those hospitals at the same time. It's pretty amazing, actually.
Can you talk about the PSA test that guys need to take, a blood test after the age of 50?
Yeah. Yeah, so PSA stands for prostate-specific antigen, and this is something that is made in the prostate. It's a protein. It's made in the prostate, and it can be detected in the bloodstream, and there are certain, and it's every man who's gone through puberty has a PSA number, and there are PSA numbers that are considered to be low. Generally, we say those are somewhere between 2.5 and 4. And then there are numbers that can be above those ranges. And if the numbers are above those ranges, it doesn't automatically mean that you have prostate cancer, but it may mean that there's something wrong with your prostate, and so it's worth touching base with the urologist. So what we do for people who want to get screened for prostate cancer is we check their PSA blood test, and if the numbers are in a safe range, and generally if you're in your 50s, it's below 2.5, and if you're over 50, it's 4.
Mm-hmm.
If it's below that, you're good. If not, then you need to have some further workup. And doing that PSA blood test, there are big studies done in the U.S. and done in Europe, and those big studies clearly show if you get your PSA blood test, that you can actually reduce the chances of dying from prostate cancer. So I wholeheartedly, endorse the idea that you go to your doctor, talk about the test, and think about screening, and if it makes sense for you, do it.
Well, yeah, you got to get in there. You got to get a baseline. Everybody
That's
needs
right.
the baseline. You got to start. And is every guy over 50 going to have prostate problems at some point in their life?
Yeah, it's a good question. So, the numbers are pretty high. So 75% of men over the age of 50 will have a problem with their prostate. What does that mean? It doesn't mean they're going to get prostate cancer, but the prostate, as we get older, can disrupt the urinary flow and can make the stream weaker and more intermittent and so forth. So if you were to ask, 100 guys who are 65 years old, 70 of them would say, yeah, I got issues. But that doesn't mean that they require surgery, and doesn't mean that they have prostate cancer. But, yes, it is a very common problem in men. And actually, issues with the prostate don't just relate to urinary function, but issues with the prostate can relate to sexual function. So this is why, urologists are often, aging male's best friend. We can get you guys tuned up.
And there's medication to help this. They don't have to go in for surgery. There's different types of medication to help you along, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's medications for individuals who have problems with their urination. There's medications for issues with sexual function. So I don't want to have all your listeners say, oh, I'm not going to go see a urologist because I'm scared because I'm going to have surgery. No,
right.
In large part, most of the men we take care of don't need to have any surgery. We can get them tuned up with, either just changes in lifestyle, Mm-hmm. So, you know, eating healthy, exercising can make big differences in how you feel, how you urinate, your sexual function. So right. changes in lifestyle is where you start. And then if that doesn't work, then we move up to medication. And if that doesn't work, then, in some cases, we'll have to perform a surgical procedure to fix the issue.
And there's some guys listening right now thinking, I don't want to ask this question. Believe me, you've heard every single question from guys, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm rarely surprised by the questions and you know, part of our job is to reduce the kind of taboo about asking the questions. So everybody it's funny, guys just are wired a little different. So you can go through an entire clinic visit, get a plan for their problem, and then it's not uncommon that when you're kind of walking out the door, they'll say, "Hey, doc, I got one more thing I want to talk to you about," and it's not a problem. It doesn't surprise us. And, no. and part of the idea is we have an open door policy to talk about what's bothering our patients. Right. And we know that those questions often have to do with sexuality, sexual function, and so forth. And it's okay; it's not a taboo topic for us.
Right, you've heard it all. Believe me, and you're ready to answer, and you're ready to help them, which is the best.
That's right.
Dr. Ted Schaefer from Northwestern. Doc, you're the best, man. Really appreciate you coming on.
Good to see you. Good to talk to you again, Pete. We'll see you soon, okay?
All right, take care. That is Dr. Ted Schaefer. Quick break and more coming up at 720 WGN.